And now a little man law that really hits close to the bone. Bitching about the brand of free beverages in your buddy's refrigerator is forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
But gripe at you will if the temperature's not suitable.
Uh-huh.
Gripe at will.
Yeah, don't bitch about my beer, but bitch about my warm
and
beer.
I have violated that law.
Right.
Because when I first met you, you had nothing but Labatt's in your bar.
I understand. Well, and finish the story.
I'm trying.
Right.
And there was a couple of Oberons way in the back, and I go, you got anything other than the Labatt's? Yeah, I got Labatt's Light. Yeah. I'm looking back there, and I see a couple Oberons. I go, hey, hand me that orange one. And you go, yeah, it's something somebody left here.
Right.
This was before Jop liked craft beer.
Right, right.
And he got an education.
Right. I cut my teeth at Schmoe's, right, and all the wonderful brews that they put together. And I've been on craft beer ever since. Now I can't stand a regular beer.
Since my wife was gone for a week.
Yeah.
I got to visit Schmoe's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope she's not listening.
Yeah. Well, she couldn't tune in back up when she's up north anyway. But
So it's time to prep for that cooler, bad, inclement weather and get your, start thinking in advance of what you're going to do. I was going to put a roof over my back porch this summer, and I didn't get it done. I got a motorhome instead. So I'm thinking of just building a little. You ever see those wishing wells, and they have the little –
yeah.
Gazebo roof on them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of just doing a little one of those just over my gas grill.
Yeah.
And then putting a lean roof over the charcoal grills behind the garage.
Sure.
Shed roof.
Yep. That'd be cool.
I got to do something.
The thing is, you want to get it out of the weather. And the number one culprit in cold weather grilling is the wind.
Temperature. Yeah.
So you got to get out of the wind somewhere. And now would be the time when it's still nice out is build yourself a little wall, just a 4 foot, 5 foot tall wall that's in the prevailing wind, and set your grill on the other side. That'll make a huge difference for your winter grilling as things come up. But anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you have it in you, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, because it's a bunch of fun when people come over and they eat better food off your grill than they can make on their own.
That's right. And now Trevor's going to create some grill envy in his neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
See ya.